reading Romans chapter 5, verses 5 to 8. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. Where we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Ollie. Well read.
Well, we're going to think briefly now about that reading that Ollie read for us. See, this year marks the 80th anniversary of D-Day, those landings in Normandy on the 6th of June 1944. While the term D-Day generally refers to the day on which any military operation begins, it specifically refers to the start of the Allied operations on the 6th of June, which ultimately liberated Western Europe and defeated Nazi Germany in the end. It was the largest invasion ever assembled, before or since. It involved an armada of over 5,000 vessels and ships, nearly 11,000 planes, and landing 156,000 Allied troops on five beaches in Normandy, France. It's no surprise that D-Day has earned its place as one of the most significant battles in history. It was the start of the planned rescue of Western Europe. A planned rescue, but a rescue that came at great cost. You see, the number of people killed in fighting is not known exactly, but the most accurate records state that 4,414 Allied personnel were killed on D-Day. These include 2,501 from the United States, 1,449 British dead, 391 Canadians, and 73 from other Allied countries. Total German losses, not just deaths, but also wounded and prisoners of war, are estimated at being between 4,000 and 9,000. Altogether, over 100,000 Allied and German troops were killed during the whole battle of Normandy that followed D-Day, as well as around 20,000 French civilians, many as a result of Allied bombing. I know a man whose grandfather was part of the D-Day landings, and he said how his grandfather spoke of the fear of all the young men in his boat as they approached the shore. No one wanted to get off onto the beach. They were so scared. They were scared witless. So they were literally thrown overboard. And he ran up the beach against enemy bullets. And the man running next to him was literally cut in half by machine gun fire. D-Day is a story of huge sacrifice. For every one of the D-Day beaches taken, every French town and city blasted into ruins, there was a toll. The cost of the victory was the relentless tally of the dead. At Juno Beach, where the Canadians landed, a survivor recalled how by the time they left the landing craft and headed to the shore, one survivor said, "Half of us were already gone." Earlier, Ollie read to us these words. He said, "Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die." These words tell us that being willing to lay down your life for others is rare. And on D-Day, some were willing to lay their lives down for others, for their friends, their countrymen, for the cause of freedom, while others simply had their lives taken from them. As someone has said, all gave some gave their all. But our reading goes on to say, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The greatest act of sacrificial love in history was shown by God, who took on a human nature in the person of Jesus Christ. And he came to earth also on a rescue mission. It was not a great military invasion, but a rescue that led the Lord Jesus to the cross. If you like, Good Friday was Jesus' D-Day, for it also was a planned rescue at great cost. On that day, Jesus fought alone by willingly giving his life for us. Why? Well, to die the death our sins deserve, so that we never have to die that death ourselves. Jesus wasn't pushed out of the boat, as it were, and made to go to the cross against his will. No, Jesus and his D-Day plan was always to intentionally give his life on the cross for sinners, so that all who trust him might know forgiveness and new life with God for all eternity. If it's right to remember and honour those who gave their lives so we can live today, how much more it is right to remember and honour the one who gave his life so we can live forevermore. If anyone is interested in finding out more about Jesus and his rescue mission, please speak to me afterwards. Each week we have children's groups at church where the younger ones can find out more. You're all welcome to come along each week. And if you're an adult, you obviously are welcome to our weekly services, but we regularly run Christianity Explored courses at Christchurch, giving you the opportunity to ask questions about the Lord Jesus and what he came to do. Please speak to me afterwards if you'd like any more information about any of what I've just said.